Fearless Fundraisers, I'm Dawn Lego. It's that time once again. Buckle up. It's a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers just like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or seasoned pro, you'll pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations. We'll chat with industry-leading fundraisers, thought leaders, and we're going to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. All right, let's get going. Welcome back, Raise Nation. We're so glad you're joining us again. Thank you for making the show just so popular. We're cresting on 150 episodes. I can't believe it. But it's all because of you that this podcast is possible. And if you're new, well, we hope you stick around for a while, catch up on the 150 episodes that we have, and stay with us for all of our future conversations. But this is a very special episode of Raise Nation Radio. I get to chat with some of my colleagues, and it is June. So we all know what that means. It's Pride Month. So happy Pride out there. Yay. But you know what? We're going to have some authentic conversations about our personal whys, our collective why here at One Cause, and why we need Pride Month to pause for a moment and remember what we need to be doing better, different, and not just for 30 days in June, but for a lifestyle and for all year through. So please join me in welcoming three of my faves at One Cause. Don't tell anybody. But we have the one and only Sarah Brown, Nate Cox, Joe Duca. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Well, that was barely an introduction, just your names. I mean, our audience wants to get to know all of you. How'd you come to One Cause? What do you do for us here and for the nonprofit customers that we serve? A little bit about you, whatever you want to share personally. And let's go around robin. We are, I don't know if this is even appropriate anymore, but we're still going to do it. Ladies first. Sarah, can we start with you? Please introduce yourself.
Sure. I'm Sarah Brown. I am the product enablement director at One Cause. So, you know, basically my job is just making sure everybody has what they need and the knowledge that they need about our amazing product in order to do their job, which is supporting our amazing nonprofits. So, yeah.
And how did you get to One Cause? Tell us a little bit about what you want to share in your personal life.
Yeah, I've been at One Cause for 5.5 years. And honestly, I started doing this type of work, working for a software company that really helps nonprofits make money for their amazing missions, because it was kind of a natural progression for me. I started doing nonprofit work when I was a mom with young kids. And as my kids started getting older, I wanted to take a bigger chunk of my life to work on continuing that mission. You know, I would say my biggest personal why is making the world a better place for my children. And this really just drives me in my personal life and in my professional life, which is a perfect fit because we have such a great mission at One Cause. And really just helping our nonprofits maximize their revenue so that they can go out and do the important part of that process, helping people. So that's me. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And, you know, if anybody knows you, you speak your truth. You're so authentically you, and you bring that every single day. I get to witness that. So I think what you just said is so defining of you. Thank you for sharing. All right, so now we're going to go in alpha order, but I'm a little alphabet challenged. J comes before N, right? So, Joe, everybody knows you because you're typically on our webinars, but now you're joining our podcast. We still want to get to know not the bio part of, you know, not the bios that we read. Let's learn a little bit more about Joe Duca.
I first met One Cause as a customer back in 2010, I think. And used the software and loved it and joined the team kind of part-time in 2010 and then full-time in 2012. Like Sarah, I'd been working in nonprofit stuff. I started, my whole career's kind of been in nonprofit. And I've just always gravitated to this mission of helping nonprofits do better. That's just who I am as a person. I like to help people excel, you know, actualize themselves, grow and focus on whatever their mission is, whether it's personal or you know, the mission of a nonprofit. So that's what brings me here. That's what keeps me here. And that's what excites me is just seeing people succeed and grow and do better than they did before.
So. Yeah, we seem to have this common theme here. We're all so dedicated to just leaving the world better than we came into it, right? And building better tomorrows together. And it really defines our culture for sure. So I'm not going to be surprised if Nate echoes everything that we're all feeling. So Nate, you're up. I mean, you've been on our podcast before. Everyone knows and loves you. But what would you like to share with us?
Oh my gosh. I think this is my third Pride podcast, Dawn, which I just feel honored to be here and among the presence of Joe and Sarah. But I came to One Cause, I'm actually on my third year, which is incredible because it seems so much longer. Feels like I've been with One Cause forever. And I have been working in and volunteering with nonprofits my whole life, specifically in the opera space. I went to college for music. So I have been volunteering for a few opera companies in St. Louis and Indianapolis. And I have been in the rainbow community. How old am I? 29, almost 30 years now. So I
was a people and culture violation there. That's okay. We'll let it pass. We don't need to know your age, but thank you for sharing.
I won't be sharing mine.
And I will, nor I, Sarah.
And that's okay. I just feel just blessed to be here. And I came to One Cause because there was an employee that was my mom's college roommate. And I know, right? Exactly. And I saw One Cause and I thought, oh my gosh, One Cause, they were BidPal before. And I had used BidPal at an organization that I had volunteered at. So made a few connections and was able to join the family, but just happy to be here again and spread the word.
We really have a theme going on because I think I'm amongst a bunch of singers, right? Joe, I know you sing. You're in a men's quartet or men's choral group. Yep. Sarah, you've been on the stage. And Nate, you sing opera. So I'm going to have to leave this podcast because if you've ever heard me sing, That would be a problem, so I won't go there. But really, all of you sing and have a deep why, and that's pretty cool. So I feel honored. But we're going to jump right into it because we're having a little fun, a little camaraderie amongst colleagues. But I do want to get to Pride. I really do. So let's go here. We're talking a little bit about our why and how our why ties into maybe what you do to One Cause or how you came to One Cause, and then Pride holds a special place in your heart. So tie that together. Why does Pride hold a special place in your heart, and how does it tie into your why and One Cause? I'll let you noodle on that for a second if anyone wants to jump in, because I went right for the deep question, but I do want to have some open, candid, and authentic conversations about Pride. So who wants to take that?
I can jump in. When you talk about Pride having a special place in the heart, I just think of Pride parades are just one of my favorite times of the year because that energy, that love and joy, good music, you know, just a lot of fun things that are happening there, which is similar to a lot of events that I've been to, a lot of fundraising events, right? There's just so much energy happening, so much excitement and hope going on in a fundraising space. But when I think of Pride parades and seeing the community, seeing families and kids having fun, seeing all those beautiful LGBTQ people who I know have each had their own journey and probably have had a lot of tough things they've gone through to get to where they are. It's very inspiring to see everybody there and celebrating. And if you haven't marched at a Pride parade, I've done that. It's so cool to walk down the street and have so much love and joy around you at all times. It's such a worthwhile thing to do. If you haven't done it, just find a troop to a group to march with. My best friend Dan, he's my age, but he's just been out a couple of years, and he's going to march first time this year. And we're doing that because it's going to be such a cool thing. He's trying to get his kids to come and cheer him on, but it's such a neat thing for him to be, becoming himself and really living in his happiness. And I think it's such a great place to do that. So that's what really holds a special place in my heart, is the parades, the community, the festivities,
the day of love.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah Nay, anything else to add to that?
Yeah, Nate, did you want to go? I don't want to cut you off. I just echoing that, I think for me as an ally, right? For me as an ally, Pride has been a very special thing for me for many years. Just watching some of my very closest friends struggle with their process of coming out and their journeys. And then as a mom of LGBTQ+ children, it's such an opportunity for them to see the larger LGBTQ+ community, be part of that community. Echoing Joe, Pride parades are so celebratory. I mean, it there's nothing else like it in this world. It's truly incredibly meaningful. It always makes me so happy. I've also marched, but I've attended as well. And I love both of those experiences, being the ones who cheer people on as they're marching, as well as being a marcher with some of my dear friends and family members. And it just goes to this larger love and acceptance message that I think really ties into not only our company, but why our company does what it does for nonprofits, right? The missions about helping people and loving people and accepting people for who they are and where they are in life. That's why it's one of the special months for me.
Okay, you're inspiring me, guys. I have to admit, I have not been or marched in a Pride parade, but I'm going to have to get to one because I didn't realize there was just so much love and happiness and excitement.
You're so at these close prides. To one of the biggest ones in the world.
In New York, yes. I will, Sarah. Was that an invitation? It sounded like one. My two colleagues just heard that.
Don, can you put on one of the free mom hugs shirts? So that everyone you walk by will just want to hug you because it's
Really? So wait, what is that? You wear a free mom? What do you do?
Free mom hugs. So like people who've been, disowned by their parents, who are disconnected from their parents, who just have somebody that they can come up to and hug, is so it's amazing. It's
no, wait, you're kidding me. That really happens?
Yeah.
It's, oh wow! Yeah. I want to give out free hugs.
Yeah, you would be great. Yeah, you'd do great at it.
Okay. All right. Because I was going to ask, how do we celebrate? So there's tip number one. But I, Nate, I think we want to hear from you too. Why does Pride hold a special place in your heart? How does it connect to your why and everything that you do at One Cause?
Oh my gosh. I have been very blessed to have accepting family. I know that not a lot of people can say that. And it's funny because I've talked on this for a couple of years now. And the more that I think about it, and the more I listen, to someone like Sarah and Joe, I have celebrated so much Pride up until this moment every year and celebrating myself. And I feel like I'm at a turning point, and maybe you guys can comment on this too, where I want to start uplifting other people and not just celebrating myself, where I have had so many blessings when it comes to, finding friends and family and teachers and One Cause who are fully accepting of who I am and I can be myself. But I think that commenting more on being there at Pride and seeing younger people who may not have had the same experience gives me the opportunity to give back. And I think that ties into One Cause as well. I sign a lot of my emails as fundraising ally, your fundraising ally. So I try and tie it in as much as I can, as, you know, I'm not just here as the gay person or queer person. I'm here as also an ally to those people that may be struggling, and our nonprofits as well, who are kind of reaching out to us for some assistance or uplifting in their fundraising. So I don't know, maybe I'm turning a little corner or just maybe reflecting a little bit more on it this year. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense because everyone is in a journey, and wherever you are in your journey, it's okay as long as you keep moving forward and progressing, in my opinion. That's just my take. It's okay wherever you are, and just be on a journey. That kind of leads me to a question that I hope you guys can help me with, and probably would be good to get, you know, just get out there in the wild. If you're a non-LGBTQ ally, how can you best support the Pride community in the workplace, outside the workplace? How can you just be a good ally and be supportive? Because I think sometimes we don't do anything because we don't know what to do, or don't say anything because we don't know what to say. So can you help? Who can help? Any takers?
Well, I am an ally, so I have certainly my own ideas, but I would love to hear from Nate and Joe, because I think their personal experience could really could be really impactful outside of me just being like, love, accept, you know, honor preferred names, preferred pronouns. Don't question any of that, right? Just mm-hmm. know that your colleague, your friend, your family member knows themselves better than you know them, and accept them when they tell you what they need from you.
Or ask them, what do they need from you?
Or ask them.
Yeah. That's good advice.
I think that's so important, Sarah. And asking questions to me is number one. Just being genuinely curious about situations, because if you meet someone like myself, who if someone asked me a question about the community or about where I am in my journey or my sexuality or how do I celebrate Pride, and maybe how could they celebrate Pride as well? How could they join? Because it's such a fun community to be a part of. Those are just genuine questions that I really appreciate. And I think I found a lot of success in just genuine communication as well, just talking about it, at least having the conversation and making friends with people that you may or may not know a lot about. For example, if you don't have a trans friend, you know, maybe asking someone within the community about that type of, you know, that person, or talking about Pride and asking questions about it is like very first step for me. And then getting involved for me is number two, like very important. Get involved in your community, volunteer at, you know, an LGBTQ plus center. We have a lot of organizations that we partner with. You know, start doing your research and really get your feet wet, I think is super important. A Pride Parade is a great way to go meet new people and celebrate and learn, because for me, I'm still learning, you know, just because I'm gay and I get to celebrate every year, and I have been doing it for a long time. I'm still learning about how to talk to people in the best way, or what to do at Pride and how to do it with the people that are continuing to grow, you know, with the allies as well. Our community is continuing to grow. So, that was a long-winded answer.
No, it was good. Thank you. Joe, anything to add?
Yeah, I'm going to date myself like they did. I grew up in the 70s and 80s and came out in the 90s. And that was a time where it was very lonely and confusing and scared. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of representation out there. So I think probably a lot of us become very hyper aware of things when you're closeted, when you feel alone. You become hyper aware of things like language and social cues and what's acceptable and what's not. So for me, things that allies can do, a lot of it is little stuff to Like for businesses, you know, having a pride flag up. The gym that I joined is owned by a couple of straight brothers, but I saw a pride flag. So I stopped to see, well, what is this? And just found that they were just really friendly and it was a great gym. But it's having, you know, a pride flag up all year round, or, you know, a poster or a sticker that somebody walks by and says, that's a rainbow sticker. This must be a friendly place. Pronouns, you know, putting, if you're in HR or even in leadership, listing your pronouns is such a shockingly simple thing that makes people stop. They notice it. My friend Dan, that's marching in the parade, he got contacted by an old friend from Christian college on Facebook and noticed the guy had his pronouns listed in his name and went, huh, okay, maybe this is somebody that's safe to talk to then. So it's little things like that. It's that if you're doing marketing for events or for anything, you know, having a same-sex couple it mixed into your group makes people say, oh, this is a place where I'm.
Ooh, yeah.
Such a simple thing that some people will think of as virtue signaling in a negative way, but it's just simply saying, this is a safe place. You're accepted here. We're accepting everybody here. And you see yourself represented. And so that's what makes you feel comfortable, you know, to kind of be a nomad and move to those places and those people and those organizations that clearly make space for you. I think that's it. Yeah.
I wish we had safe spaces for everyone that felt somewhat like marginalized, right? Like we need more safe spaces. Come on, guys. It's 2024, right? Like, but I love the little things. I love that, Joe. And I'm glad we're having this conversation because it's just not something that I would have thought of, right? To have a same-sex couple, you know, seated with.
Yeah.
A table of 10. Why not? Like, why not? Why wouldn't we do that? So
you see it in commercials all the time. It's not a big controversial thing. It's just like, here's two men cutting a cake. Okay. Maybe that's a couple. Maybe it's brothers. Who knows? But it's that.
Who knows and who cares? Yeah.
And I would immediately pick up on and say, oh, they're representing us. Okay. This is safe.
Yeah. 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 Wow. It's the little things, right? That makes a difference. That just makes
hyper awareness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So what are we hopeful for? You know, we're doing a lot of celebrating in the month of June. Hopefully that sustains us for the other 11 months so that we could be accepting and be kind and be aware, hyper-focused, as you mentioned, Joe. So what are we hopeful for? What do you all personally like to see in and outside of the LGBTQ plus community, inside and out? Like what progress are we each hoping for?
Well, I will say, just as being a mom, right, of a gay daughter, a transgender daughter, and non-binary child, the generation that they're in makes me really just hopeful for a space where it's not even a question. Like it's not even an effort to just accept people for who they are, no matter what their gender, sexuality, you know, nationality. I mean, it's to them, it's weird that my generation, and I'm not going to date myself, but I'm closer to Joe than I am to Nate.
Good way to put it.
Has to put a little bit more effort into it, right? Like, you know, it's becoming just so open and natural. And it warms my heart. It gives me hope for the future. When I see bad stories on television, it gives me something to remind myself that the younger generation are the generation of the future. And they've already made that change.
I'm so proud of them, right? I have children around your children's ages, Sarah, right? And I see it in their generation. And that makes me so happy. It's so much different talking to my daughter versus talking to my mom, right? Like, it's beautiful. I think we can all learn from the rising generation for sure. So I'm proud of them, right? Yeah. They're doing it a little bit better than maybe our predecessors. So good for them. It should be a natural thing. What, like, well, why not?
The predecessors are the ones that had to fight harder, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Joe's generation and Nate's generation had to put a lot more fight and advocacy and work into it so that we could get to the point where the younger generation, you know, is just there already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe, Nate, anything to add to that?
Well said.
I agree. I think hopefully the more exposure that we continue to get and the more that we focus on humanity and, like Sarah said, just it'll get to a point where we can just not even think about it and that prejudgment dissipates and we can focus on how fun the rainbow community can be, because I have so many friends that are like, they go to Pride for the first time and they're like, where have I been all my life? This has been spectacular and so much fun, and I'm going to do this every year because we really do know how to have a good time. So I'm hoping that that continues in that trend. And with a lot of advocacy and activism, it's sometimes one step forward, two steps back. And so I hope that this is going to continue. And Sarah, your kiddos give me hope that it's just going to be every day. And we can just then be humans instead of I'm the gay human.
Well, Sarah,
that's just
I know Sarah's kids. They're amazing in every way. So good job, mama. And good job to those kids. You know, you got to let them know when we get off this podcast, Sarah, they're great kids. Couple of them just got accepted to college, right? And they're living their life as they should. So yeah, it's pretty exciting, you know, pretty exciting to see. All right. So we're doing, so One Cause is going to be in the Indy Parade, right? Who's going? I guess us New Jersey, New Yorkers can't go. Nate, you're in Chicago. Joe, will you be at the Indy Parade? One Cause has a booth and all that stuff. Is that the parade you're going to?
Yep.
Very cool. Yeah, so I'm proud of One Cause. We will be there and handing out some fun things and doing some fun things. So that's all good stuff. So let's tie it. Let's make this connection now. Let's tie it into what we do here. One Cause, building fundraising platforms to drive great missions forward. So can we talk a little bit about how our software is, you know, helping our nonprofits that are in the LGBTQ space and helping them fundraise and get out there during Pride Month? So how are we doing that? How are we impacting those great missions that are in that space?
I know you mentioned this earlier, Dawn, but obviously Pride is a very saturated month for good reason. And I think that with that, similar to other awareness months or celebratory months for, you know, marginalized groups, the fundraising becomes very saturated and competitive almost. And so I think that our product, I mean, One Cause really sets these organizations apart because of how we make it so accessible for people to fundraise and donate. I am a customer success manager, so I have the honor to work with lots of organizations and some LGBTQ plus, and they have been, I am totally geeking out about fundraising pages, which is, you know, the ability for these organizations to fundraise year round. And I think that, you know, while they may have a spectacular gala in June or a Pride event in June, and we can help facilitate those, it's also creating awareness year round to continue to fundraise outside of that, and maybe setting them apart in the month of June, I think is also just very important. And I'm sure these two who are product gurus can also talk about the software, but I just wanted to mention that piece.
Well, Joe, I'm going to put you on the spot because you make some decisions at One Cause. Well, you make a lot of product decisions since you guide our product strategy, but you also make some decisions about some benefits that are available to you here. We have a program here called Kickstart Your Cause or it goes by, everybody has renamed this program, so I don't even know what to call it anymore, but you know what I'm talking about, where we get to gift some software, and you've helped a couple of organizations with that opportunity, the Men's Choir. Why don't you talk about that, and how has it impacted those missions?
Yeah, there's two that I've worked with recently. The Men's Chorus that I sing in, we used our donation pages that Nate was just talking about to do a competition to raise money. We had a big matching gift come in from some of our chorus brothers, and we wanted to double that. So we used that to do some competitive fundraising. But then another organization I work with is a smaller LGBTQ group that it does a gala each year. It's going to be our fourth one. We're like not at a place where we're big enough to do an auction yet, but we might try to do a raffle this year. You know, we're just still small. But I love that the scalability of the product lets that group, they've used about four times the software, about four times this year, because they've had roller skating parties and they've had, they've had a private dinner for like 20 big rollers at a steakhouse. So like really specific things where they can, spin up a site and sell tickets, and do donations for these small gatherings that are still a part of their fundraising, which normally they would need to find some way to do this. And because they have the software, it's flexible software for any kind of a get together. So it works well for that, as well as those fundraising pages that Nate was talking about working well for donations, for competitive donations. So I think just the scalability overall.
Those fundraising pages. That was brilliant, Joe.
I wish I could take credit for that. That is not me. That is so cool. I love where it's going.
Yes. Yeah. Me too. Yep. And you were able to use your benefits at One Cause to gift that software to those organizations. So that's really special.
They're so thankful. It's so nice.
We're thankful for them. I mean, I think it works the other way around. Like, we're so grateful for them and want to help them continue, you know, the impact in the community. So it's our responsibility, don't you think? Like, I see it the other way around.
Yeah, I agree. And there's so many worthy causes. You know, there's so many.
Of course. But it's nice to support something. I think that's how the program was created, right? Because we're each aligned with something that's near and dear to our heart. And so how does One Cause support that, right? Well, you choose. You decide. Here's a gift that you can give annually. So that's kind of special. All right. So what should we be doing? Pride's coming up. What should we do? Should we celebrate? Let's wrap up this episode with some, because now I know I have to get a free hug t-shirt. Where do I get my free hug t-shirt?
We'll find it for you.
We'll find it. Okay, great. Okay, so that's one tip. We're going to get a, you know, free mom hug t-shirt. How else can people celebrate? Because, you know, we don't want the month to come and go and it be a coulda, shoulda, woulda. So if you have any tips or ideas on how we could blend and integrate with each other and be one community instead of two separate communities, how can we celebrate? I'm going to lean into all of you. We have so many different voices here from so many different parts of the country. Help our world to how to celebrate and what we need to be doing. Inside work, outside work, whatever you got, we'll take it.
I know we talked a lot about pride parades and festivals, but I'm just going to bring it back to there because I'm thinking of my folks and coming out to my parents. And then when I got them to come to a pride parade for the first time, it just took them to a new place where they met all my friends. They had so much fun. It became a thing they talked about. They started inviting their friends to. They started showing up with coolers of food to feed everybody around us. It just became this thing that they would always look forward to. And mom would always be like, okay, we're planning the summer. When is pride? We have to plan around that. It's such a great thing to bring someone in to show something that they would never normally go to and have them say, this is fun. Like, this is just a joyous thing. I want to be a part of this. So I would say, bring a friend. Bring a friend when you're going to a drag show or to a pride parade or, you know, just something. Bring a friend who maybe isn't, we think is going to have a good time, but maybe wouldn't do that on their own, and have them say, that was really fun. I am having a great time. My mind has been expanded. I have new things to do now.
So attend yourself and bring a friend is what I'm hearing.
Bring a friend.
Okay. Anyone else? So I know you have a great time with you and your family and your extended family. during Pride, what are some things that you can give to our audience to think about?
Well, one of the things that we're doing specifically this year is kind of trying to expand beyond the Pride Parade. Obviously, the Pride Parade is super fun and we'll definitely be there. But we're also really fortunate being in New York City. There's a great community center called The Center, which is a lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community center. It's got great programming. It's got an amazing library. It's just a really wonderful space. So we're going to be spending some time there. And I would just encourage, no matter where you are, to look for those types of spaces. I love Joe's recommendation of bringing a friend. I think that's just such a great suggestion. Pulling someone along with you, exposing them to a new part of life in a new community. I think that's a really wonderful idea. And I'm definitely gonna do that.
Get out now. That invite list. Yeah.
Look at my invite.
Go through that Rolodex, that digital Rolodex. Who's coming to a parade with me? Exactly. Who doesn't love a parade?
Exactly. Who doesn't love a parade? Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Nate, what's going on in Chicago?
Well, I will actually be at Pride in Indianapolis myself. I'm going to drive down.
Okay.
And I will be manning the One Cause booth. And so I'm very, very excited. I really have to echo what Sarah and Joe both said. I think that staying curious, asking lots of questions. If you know someone that is maybe in the community, buddying up with them and just talking to them, I think, where do I go? Where do I go to Pride? Or maybe even looking it up, where's the closest Pride parade? Getting there and just trying to celebrate it as much as you can. If anything, go for the food and stay for the people.
That's hilarious.
I love it.
There's so much fun to be had. But also, I say volunteer. Wherever you go, there is bound to be a Pride flag somewhere. So go volunteer at your local, LGBTQ+ center, and just stay as curious as possible. Ask lots of questions. And it might just become a habit for you. I mean, you might want to go back the next year and continue to really grow and experience, what's new. And maybe Joe said a drag show and I was ready to just jump up and dance because it's so much fun. If you go support local drag. If you've never been to a drag show, go find a bar if you're over the age and go see local drag.
Yes, please be over the age. We're not supporting underage drinking here. Please be over the age.
But it really is transformative.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try to sum this up. Let me see how I did. So we are going to go to Pride parades. That's where it all starts. We're going to find some love t-shirts. We're going to find some t-shirts that have messaging on them. If it's a free hug, great. If a hug's not your thing, hey, One Cause has great Pride shirts, right? So wear some kind of messaging on your shirt. We're going to bring a friend for sure. We are going to keep just lines of communication open and, be curious. And being a good ally probably means being listening first. And just asking, how can I help? How can I support you? How can I be your advocate? Because it's about them, not about you, right? So that's good. How'd I do? Did I get it right? And it seems like it all starts at a parade, which is super fun. How'd I do? Am I a good student?
Good job.
Good.
Amazing. Good job. When in doubt, start with a parade.
When in doubt, that's going to be our new tagline at One Guys. When in doubt, start at a parade.
It's good for life in general.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a pride thing. It's just all the way around good. Well, guys, you know what? Thank you so much. You lifted me up for sure. I think I have to get off this podcast and go Google, where all the pride parades are in New Jersey and New York. Sarah, hope to see you there. And you're just so much fun and so inspiring and brave. And I appreciate just the candid and authentic conversation, because really that's what we should be doing, right? So I really thank you a lot for that. And thank you for what you do every day so that we have the tools and support that we can empower missions that are in a space to further impact our community so that we can grow and, you know, in all of our efforts. So thank you from just being a friend, and thank you for being a one causer. This was fun. I'm glad you joined us today. And Sarah, I need a Slack from you. Where am I meeting you? What parade am I going to? It sounds like fun. We maybe need to get a little group of us together. But to all our fearless fundraisers out there, hope you enjoyed today's episode and got to know a little bit about some of my colleagues and the culture here at One Cause, and that you feel really connected to us. We really appreciate you tuning in, and enjoy the topic. And please tune in for a new episode release every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for all our new releases. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, we stream on 10 channels. We're everywhere. So really, you can follow us on the channel you like best, or catch us on YouTube or at onecause.com. That's where we have our shows as well. And when you follow us, you can get all the notifications about our new guests. And if you're a fundraiser, and especially if you're supporting the LGBTQ community, and you would like a spotlight on our show, hit us up, hello at onecause.com. We'd love to feature your mission here and share your story. I would like to thank One Cause for making this episode possible. One Cause is driving the future of fundraising with easy-to-use digital fundraising solutions that help nonprofits connect with donors. Check it out, onecause.com. Please visit the resource tab. You will find a broad catalog of free content, and hopefully you can find it helpful for doing your fundraising. Huge shout out to Joe Duca, Nate Cox, Sarah Brown for joining me today and just sharing a very authentic voice about a very fun topic, a very important topic. Thank you so much for being with us today, but we're going to go round robin. I need to ask, any last words of inspiration for our audience? Sarah, can we start with you?
Love and acceptance. Just going to leave it at that.
Oh yeah. Mic drop right there. Okay, Joe, you're up.
Sarah and Nate kind of said it earlier. Someday we won't have to come out. We can just fall in love with people and we'll just be ourselves. That's all that matters. That's where we should get to.
Wow. Powerful. We've had two mic drops. Nate, bring it home.
I'm going to end it with a quote from Harvey Milk. And Harvey said, "How can people change their minds about us if they don't know who we are?" So be loud.
Okay. Wow.
Love it.
Okay. There's nothing more to say. That's a wrap. Until next time, I'm Dawn Lego. This is Raise Nation Radio. Stay fearless out there.